Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com. Let's talk some basketball with a guy that knows some hoops. They're trying to fortify, right? They're trying to not rebuild necessarily, but they're trying to add some tools to this BYU basketball team that can help them build a nice run in West Coast Conference play and into the NCAAs, and they think they can do that with Jashir Hardnett. So let's welcome in Brett Campbell, the head coach of Chipola College and the guy that got the phenom Jashir to get a number of offers. Brett, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Good to talk with you guys.
Great to have you on, man. How's everything going today? What's new in your world?
Well, I think like everybody else, we're in the middle of recruiting, trying to finish some things up with a few odds and ends, especially at the junior college level. You reload on a pretty consistent basis, and you move these guys on to another level. So you got several of them going out and several of them coming in, a little bit of a revolving door.
Coach, tell us a little bit about who you are, your tenure, your resume, and how long you've been at Chipola College.
Well, I've actually just been at Chipola for 2 years. This is my second year in coaching junior college. I've been in the business for many years. Been an assistant at some schools, University of Central Florida, Kennesaw State, and at Austin Peay, Murray State, and I was a head coach for 10 years at Tennessee Martin, which is in the Ohio Valley Conference, then found just kind of wanted to relocate and I guess get back to being a head coach again, and so ended up at Chipola College. And 2 years ago, I've known it for many years because it's kind of an elite level junior college. In fact, I say a lot of times it's the Kentucky of junior college basketball, just the tradition that they've had, the number of players that have moved through the program, a very rich tradition. So it was a good place to land junior college wise and be involved with high level athletes and as one of them that you recently just got.
You were at UT Martin for how long? When was the last year you were there?
I was there from 99 to 09, and in fact, that was obviously a few years ago, but I was there 99 to 09, and we won the conference my last year there, actually. I had fortunate enough to have very good players, one that was drafted by the Boston Celtics, Lester Hudson.
Uh-huh.
But then I left there and was at Murray State as an assistant, and then to Austin Peay. So, you know, I spent several years in the Ohio Valley Conference and, you know, was kind of trying to work to get back at maybe at Austin Peay or Murray State as a head coach. And one reason or another didn't work out, and that's how I ended up down at Chipola.
Isn't a bad place to be considering the type of players that you're able to recruit there and get to the next level. What's interesting about that UT Martin, and I want to come back to Jashir here in a moment, but I've been hearing that BYU has started the hiring process for one Heath Schroyer, who was at UT Martin as the head coach from 2014 to 2016. And I don't know, have you ever crossed paths with Heath, and what type of coach is he?
You know, it's interesting. Heath and I do have a bit of a history. When I was at Tennessee Martin, he was at head coach at Portland State. And we happened to cross paths. They, of all places, they played us in Martin, and we returned the game the following year at Portland State. I had a player, actually a junior college player, that's out of the California League, but he was from Portland, so I had a chance to take him back home. But, you know, that was back in the mid-90s. I would guess somewhere around 95, 96, somewhere in there. So I've known Heath and kind of his travels, and I think BYU's getting a heck of a coach. Obviously, he was there at an earlier stage when BYU was successful, and I think BYU's a great program, and, you know, the number of wins when you compare it to a number of the other schools that are out there is pretty amazing. But you're going to get a great coach with Heath Schroyer. For those people who don't know him, he is he's an excellent coach, relates well to players, is an excellent recruiter, and a very good defensive mind. So it'd be a great asset to that program out there right away.
The last time you chatted with Heath?
You know, it's we talked, you know, probably a week ago we spoke, and I thought he was possibly heading that direction.
Yeah, and I think most fans are pretty excited about it. As soon as the coaching vacancy came up, the BYU fan base kept on bringing up Heath, and I had a couple of different donors and other people that are very close to the program mentioned to me that was the number one target. So I think they're pretty excited to welcome in Heath to the BYU family, and we'll see. It takes a while to officially get the hire done, but I'm hoping that it occurs at the end of this week. We got the head coach for Chippewa College right now, the guy that was able to develop and essentially help facilitate this offer and the development of Jashir Hardnett. Brett Campbell on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Brett, going back to Chippewa College, what are some of the players? Who are some of the players that have come out of that particular league and that team?
Well, Sam Cassell Jr. I know everybody knows that name, Sam Cassell, and his son played at Chippewa just a few years ago and went to UConn as a point guard. But, you know, there's been a number of players. Daryl Edwards, who came out of our league this year, went to LSU, a guard from Northwest Florida. Our post player this year signed with UConn, Eric Cobb. You know, we've got a player right now that's being recruited by everybody in the country that's will be returning for 6'10", 4'5", man from New Zealand. So, I mean, it's just if you went through it and – it's amazing the number of players we've had. Players end up at IU, at Kansas, and then, you know, just every conference for the most part, players have landed not only out of Chippewa but obviously out of our league.
Brett, tell me what type of player Jashir is and what you saw from him this year as he led your team.
Well, Jashir, I had an opportunity to see him in high school, and that was before I came to Chippewa. Funny how our paths crossed. He was at a crossroads trying to decide what to do next, and he landed at our place. First of all, he's a wonderful young man. Has a very high basketball IQ. Understands the game, which you want your point guard to understand. You know, I think the one thing that he will bring is a true point guard mentality. Not only can he score the ball, but he'll make good decisions. I think even with the perimeter players and the people you have inside, I think he can make those players better. And I think that's always a good role of a point guard is to make other players better. And I think you'll see him able to do that. I think the other thing that's probably a blessing on the side is he has 3 years. Typical junior college players usually come out with 2 years, but he was redshirted 1 year. And so he'll have 3 years of eligibility, which I think certainly helps, you know, his future and certainly BYU.
Coach, tell us about his recruiting process. You know, what schools were after him, you know, and why did he choose BYU in the end?
You know, he had a number of schools that kind of courted him throughout the year. You know, right there toward the end, I know Dayton and Akron and, you know, a lot of some of the coaching changes there toward, you know, had seen him earlier. UConn at one time was involved with him. DePaul had reached out. So he had a number of high majors. But, you know, I think he was intrigued by BYU's success. You know, I think they're following and an opportunity to walk in and be a piece that they probably don't exactly have. You know, he's a smaller, kind of a tough, looks like a little running back at times. He's low to the ground, extremely explosive, handles the ball very well, can sit down defensively, but I think he'd be a unique piece that BYU doesn't have right at this moment.
Talk to me about his scoring ability. It seems like he's pretty calculated in the shots that he did take. Very efficient. His field goal percentage from everywhere on the floor was very high, and also a good free throw shooter. Just talk to me about his scoring ability and what his philosophy is, essentially.
Well, I think when you say the word efficient, that's certainly right up his alley. That's a great way to talk about him, because he was over 55% from the field, 46% from three, again, over 70% from the free throw line, and was our leading scorer. Now, we were very balanced, but averaged about 14.8 points a game. But, you know, he's a guy that you really go to even late in the game. When the game was on the line and we needed a basket, we would run either something for him, give him a high ball screen, let him play off of that. And in today's game, you know, ball screens are so, common more than anything else. But he's really good at coming off the ball screen and making reads. He can, even though he's small, he can put a player on his hip and finish because he's so strong. And just big game times, I think he thrives on that, to be honest with you. And one of the coaches that coached him in high school said, when I was recruiting him, said, you won't have a more competitive guy at the end of a game. He wants that ball when it's crunch time. And there's a lot to be said for that. You know, some guys kind of hide from it, but he wants it. And I think that's certainly a plus for what he can bring to the table.
Head coach for Chipola College, Brett Campbell, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Some BYU fans, in evaluating his film, watching him, and granted, those are just snippets of his playing career, they're concerned that he's primarily a scoring point guard, that he's not a facilitator, he's not a floor general. What would you say to those that are concerned about that?
I think that was, you know, what they saw, you know, and again, a lot of times people are going to, those clips from a scoring standpoint, he's going to be more a facilitator than what people think. And I think our program and our makeup of our team, we didn't have a number of guys that were great catch and shoot guys that you can drop a dime to and you know they're going to make that shot. A lot of times we got, and in junior college, it's probably a little bit more typical, less skill, more athletic guys that can take it to the hole, a little bit more transition type players. So you eliminate some of your assist opportunities. But I haven't coached him for the year, and haven't coached a number of very good players throughout my career. He certainly knows when to deliver the ball and will be very good at doing that.
Coach, you mentioned him being a great leader. You know, I'm always interested, what's he like in the locker room? What are his teammates saying about him? What do they like about him?
Well, I think, one, he leads by example. He's always going to work hard. He's always going to say positive things. He's not a guy that gets down on his teammates. He tried to help encourage them, whether it's in a practice situation, whether it's locker room, whether it's game situation. You know, I think he's easy to talk to, and I think that's a sign of leaders too, that how they handle different situations. Sometimes a coach can kind of get elevated in his thoughts, not always cool and calm. And he understands that part of it. And, you know, there were times that, you know, just coaching him, I felt a very good rapport and a very good understanding. And I think that's really important with your quarterback of your team.
And when I watched his film, I noticed that he could get to the rim, and granted, these are all highlights. He could get to the rim pretty much any time he wanted to with the left hand and finish. Loved the kind of that bulldog mentality, extremely strong. That how you described him, kind of a running back build. I love that. I think you're spot on in that assessment. I was concerned that he never really went right. Is there any concern with being able to finish with the right hand, or being able to handle pressure when forced to his right?
You know, he really doesn't have much of a problem. What's happened is he is so good at getting places with that left hand that he just continues to do it. I mean, I don't even remember during this year, and we play people three times in our conference, so you're very well scouted by the second and third time you're playing each other. But I didn't see many times that when he needed to get somewhere, he usually finds a way to get there.
We got Brett Campbell, head coach for Chippewa College, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Brett, what's his potential, and who would you compare his skill set to, maybe at the Division I collegiate level, or even in the NBA?
Yeah, that's a hard question. You know, I think he's going to be a very good college player. I'm not sure at the next level. He is one of those guys, but I would never doubt him. He's going to play professionally somewhere. I don't know if that's in the United States in the NBA or if that's overseas and in a very good league. You know, he is one of those guys that somehow the cream always rises to the crop, and he's that cream. And he just finds a way because he is so competitive. And I think he'll have a little different role out there because I don't think he'll be quite as leaned on to score that he was at our place and in high school. So I think he'll take a little different role but still be very effective. You know, to me, I think he's a guy that's going to average double figures. And I think probably, you know, if he averaged anywhere from 5 to 7 assists, which I think he's very capable of doing, he's going to be a very good player there in that conference.
Brett, I'm LDS. I came into BYU to play football, and even then it was a culture shock. How do you think Josiah will handle the Provo scene, non-LDS, African-American, the honor code, high academics as well? How will he adjust, in your opinion?
You know, I know it sounds surprising for a kid coming out of Mississippi. That sounds like a huge adjustment. But knowing Jashir like I have and him being traveled like he has been, I don't think that's going to be too big of an adjustment at all for him. I think he's kind of looking forward to that atmosphere and that opportunity. As again, he was a wonderful young man on and off the court for us in every form and fashion. And I certainly believe he will continue to do that. He has no bad habits off the court, which in this day and age is really encouraging. And I think he'll do fine out there. And people, once they get to know him and see him on a regular basis, he could become a crowd favorite.
Yeah, it seems like he's not distracted. He's always on the grind, as he says in a couple of his videos. He has one goal, and that's to be the best at everything that he does. I love the concept or the fact that you told us about the end of the game. Like, he wants the ball in his hands. He wants to win the game for you. I love that confidence. Coach, you've created, I think, fans within the BYU fan base of Chippewa College. We'll be following everything coming out of Chippewa College now, and I can't wait to get to know Josiah Hardnett and everything that he can accomplish here at BYU. Thank you, Brett Campbell of Chippewa College.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, thank you. If you'd like to follow Brett on Twitter, at BrettCampbell13. Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com.